We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the Post Game Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Let's head back to Tony Castricone.
Along with Jason Hamilton, Huskies fall in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament in a thrilling game. Utah 98, Washington 95, a high-scoring affair, obviously. And, boy, not one that I necessarily saw coming, but the Huskies score 60 points in the second half. Jason Hamilton furiously trying to come back, rallied from 19 down in this ball game to make it a really exciting finish. And yet, I think, you know, as you and I talked about over and over in this game, you can't help but point back to the way that this thing started. Utah jumping out to a 29-12 lead early on. They led by double digits almost throughout after that until the Huskies put that fantastic rally together in the final minutes. And the Utes just shot the ball spectacularly today. 60% from the floor, 54% from three, going 14-26. And their offense was a little too much for this Husky team to overcome today.
It was, and it's unfortunate too, because you know the way that the defense had played later in the season, you know, I thought was something they could hang their hat on in a game like this. And I think Washington was a little shocked about how easy it was for Utah to score, especially early in this game, and it really took them a long time to get their stride on both ends of the floor. And I don't think they ever really got on the defensive end, giving up 98 points.
Yeah.
But it is shocking to me, Tony, that this team that had been anemic at times offensively scored 60 points in the second half.
I know.
To get back into this game.
60 in the second half. And a lot of that comes with maybe the clock was stopped. They started to do a lot of things to try to get to the free throw line, although they only finished with 13 free throw attempts on the game. Finally, the threes started falling after shooting pretty poorly in the first half from three. They go 9 of 17 in the second half from the outside, and just played with urgency, played with desperation, and played like it was their season on the line, which it was. And, I think most importantly, Jason, left you feeling proud of the effort and left you feeling like there was market improvement from the beginning of this year. When you play your first Pac-12 game in Salt Lake City on December 3rd, and things aren't going well at that point, you're coming off a bad loss to Baylor, you're coming off a loss to UC Riverside, you struggle down the stretch at Utah, you're wondering where the season's going to go. The way it ends in Las Vegas, first round of the Pac-12 tournament against Utah, it ends with a lot of grit, a lot of heart, and a foundation that's kind of been built.
No doubt. I mean, this is a bizarre year. It's been a bizarre year for all of the college sports and all of sports in general, just the world, let's just say that. But to think about this Husky team and what it's been through, what it's tried to do, the ups, the downs, to still come back and fight like this, I think Coach Hop is going to be proud of his guys for this. Now, again, you don't want to lose. You don't want to give up almost 100. But you also don't want to lose by 30 in a game where it could have easily gone that way as well, when the Utes were up 17-plus and Washington was reeling.
Yeah. So I think in these situations, I always like to talk about the seniors. This is the strangest situation ever to talk about seniors because for the first time in my career, I'm talking about seniors that I don't know if whether or not they're going to come back next year. That's not a thing that seniors have ever had the choice to do before. But Quade Green, Hamir Wright, you know, both of them, we'll see what decisions they make in the coming days and coming weeks as they talk with Coach Hopp and as they talk with their families. But, you know, let's start with Quade. His final game as a Husky, if it is, 31 points, 7 assists, and just played with the kind of grit, the determination, the leadership that you knew all along that he always had, that he always consistently displayed, and one of the things that made him so easy to root for.
No question. I mean, a career-high 31 in potentially your last game of the season, and he was – you know, he was the guy that kept Washington within arm's length the entire time. It was really about Quade Green until, you know, some additional resources came to be in Jamal Bey, Eric Stevenson, and Nate Roberts. But, you know, Quade Green, you know, finds guys. He creates plays. He gives you that toughness. He tries every single time he's out on the floor to give his best effort. And, you know, you hate to see it end for him potentially, but, you know, it ends for everybody at some point.
Yeah, that's true. Hamir Wright, boy, I mean, you look at the last two games for him, shot the ball really well from the outside. And talk about growth, talking about stepping up, you know, toward the end of your career. Goes to Arizona and helps the Huskies almost pull off an upset down in the desert against a really good Arizona team. Goes 5-for-7 from three in that game. And then here against Utah, 3-for-6 from the outside. He finishes with 9 points, 6 rebounds. He does foul out of this game in 23 minutes. But, you know, if he chooses not to come back, he'll go out as the sixth most prolific shot blocker in the history of University of Washington basketball. And a guy that, as we said, was part of a championship team, made it to the NCAA tournament, part of an upset against Kansas his freshman year, and has meant so much to this program.
You have a lot to cherish if you're a guy like Hamir Wright in the 4 years that you were at Washington. You know, you talked about some of the highlights. There are some lowlights, but, you know, when you're my age looking back at the career, you tend to think about all of the great stuff that you were able to do, not some of the not-so-great things that happened along the way. And I know Hamir is going to think about the teammates, you know, the coaches, the people he got to meet at the University of Washington, and some of those remarkable basketball feats as well.
Well, this was a really interesting game, Jason. You know, we talked throughout the broadcast about how Washington did not play as well as it wanted to on the defensive end of the floor. Offensively, they really rose to the challenge, particularly in the second half with the 60 points. But I just think, like, you look at some of these guys' seasons. You know, Eric Stevenson, through the first 9 or 10 games of this season, was not a guy that was showing up in a way where you thought he was going to be an offensive piece to what they're trying to do. And then he explodes onto the scene with 27 points in Berkeley. He ends up with, I believe it was seven straight games in double figures in the middle of the season. During that stretch, averaged 17 a game. And, you know, he struggled from the outside today, but still finished with 14 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Continues to be a guy that's a triple-double threat when he gets out there because he helps you in a lot of different ways. And I just think I'm excited to see what Eric has to offer next season.
I agree. And, I was a transfer as well. And when I came from San Diego State to Washington, you know, you get into a little bit of a comfort zone in the place that you were, and things are new. You're getting acclimated. And so I didn't start out as hot as I would have liked. I think we saw the same thing happen to Eric, you know, and it's unfortunate that he wasn't able to be that consistent guy the entire season. That said, knowing what he knows now and what the expectation will be for, like, next year, he is a guy that's a 14, 15-point scorer easily, a 5-rebound, 5-assist type guy. So the future is bright for him if he just keeps on, you know, improving his game.
I mean, the Huskies scored 50 points in the paint today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy when you think about it. This is not a team that's had a lot of success scoring in the paint, and Utah has a legit shot blocker on their team, and yet the Huskies were able to score 50 points in the paint. Eric Stevenson crafty around the basket was a part of that. I think Jamal Bey is a part of that. Now, you know, he's going to finish this season after going 4-for-8 today. He's going to finish this season 38 of 75 from three. That's 50.7%. So that's the third best percentage in a season in Washington history. Grant Leap still holds the record, but when you consider how he's not just a guy that has the potential as a driver, but now we've seen him drive. Mm-hmm. We've seen him knock down the outside shots. And he can also rebound. He can also be a threat on the defensive end if the Huskies choose to go back to his zone next year. I'm excited about Jamal Bey.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited about Jamal Bey. And I think the excitement that I had for Jamal Bey coming into this season is now being reset for the excitement I have for Jamal Bey coming into next season. You know, I think he came a long way sort of late like Eric Stevenson. I was hoping that he was going to start the season like he finished the season. But there's no reason why he cannot be a big-time leader, one of the better players in the Pac-12 from day one next year.
Yeah, and can't wait to see what Jamal Bey has in his future. He finished with 18 points, 5 rebounds today. Nate Roberts with 10 and 6 in this game in 22 minutes, and it was good to see Nate really throw down some thunder dunks and make his presence felt on the offensive end of the floor as well. Huskies only played 8 players in this game off the bench today. Marcus Sahonis played 12 minutes, scored 6 points. Cole Badgema, 25 minutes off the bench, had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and that late 3-pointer to draw within 3. And Riley Sorn, in 8 minutes off the bench, had 2 points and a rebound. When you think about bodies that fit into a zone, I think Cole Badgema next year is a guy that we saw progress out of Cole Badgema in a way that I'm not sure I expected to see early in the season. Once he kind of turned a corner middle of the year, we see a guy that's a threat to score the basketball. Tons of effort and energy on the defensive end of the floor and can rebound for you, which is so important out of the guard position in the zone.
Yeah, I had a conversation with assistant coach Will Conroy, you know, midway into the season, and I asked him specifically about Cole. I said, you know, were you guys expecting more from Cole? And he said, hey, we expect a lot from all of our guys. But Cole's a guy that's willing to put in the work. He's in the gym. He's going to get better. His body's going to fill out. I'm not worried about Cole. I think people will see Cole will be a good player in this uniform. You know, you think about that conversation that I had maybe at the beginning of January. I wasn't so sure about that. But now I'm with you. I think Cole has turned a corner. I think Cole's going to do the right things. And, you know, like you said, from his body in the zone or competing, going to get rebounds, he's a guy that can go do that.
Yeah, and then you bring in Jackson Grant, a McDonald's All-American. And so who knows what other pieces might be added to this team. The way college basketball works, Jason, when we look at USC and we prepare for these games against Oregon, SC, Stanford, I mean, names pop up out of left field, out of the SWAC or out of the MAC or, you know, wherever. So we'll see what might lie ahead for this Husky roster. But I think all things considered, the arc of this season, I'm happy that it trended up toward the end. It was a hard year for all of the players and coaches involved to grit through the COVID stuff, to grit through a tough start. And, yeah, 5-21 is not the record anybody wanted. But the fact that this season kind of ended with an uptick, really happy for these guys. There's some momentum heading into the offseason, and I think that's a positive story.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. Utah, 98. Washington, 95. In the first round of the Pac-12 tournament, Huskies see their season come to an end in round number 1. Utah will advance to the quarterfinals to take on 2-seed USC. We'll hear from assistant coach Dave Rice coming up here on the postgame show, as head coach Mike Hopkins will be doing other media duties, as his postgame press conference is coming up. We'll also get you the Airvan Move of the Game and the Toyota Player of the Game when we continue our postgame coverage in a moment after this word from Home Street Bank.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The battle for survival in another world is about to begin. Rent Monster Hunter, now available at Redbox. Based on the popular video game, the film follows Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers as they are transported to a dangerous world where powerful monsters ferociously rule their domain. In her desperate battle for survival against incredibly powerful and terrifying attacks, Artemis will team up with a mysterious man who has found a way to fight back. Watch Monster Hunter and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota with great deals on the exciting new all-wheel drive Venza Hybrid. Now through March 31st, you can get $1,500 total customer cash on a 21 Venza or lease one for only $259 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra, a dealer doc fee of up to $150 may be added. Call 1-888-48-TOYOTA for details or go to buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Air Van Moving is the official mover of Washington Huskies basketball. When the Huskies hit the road, they rely on Air Van to transport their equipment safely and to deliver right on time. The dogs trust Air Van to meet all their moving challenges, and now you can too, whether moving in town or out of town, business or personal. Let Air Van Moving be your official mover. Contact Air Van Moving at 1-800-681-9017 or online at airvanmoving.com. Air Van, the official moving company of Husky basketball, and your next move.
Utah defeats Washington 98-95 at the first round of the Pac-12 tournament. Welcome back to the postgame show. Tony Castricone and Jason Hamilton with you, and we're now joined by assistant coach Dave Rice here on the postgame show for his postgame comments. And Coach Rice, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate you checking in and you know, tell us a little bit about what that locker room's like. I know it's always hard at the end of the year, you know, when you're together so much. You've been through so much this year with COVID and everything else. How are the guys doing right now?
It's a very disappointed locker room. Guys who know that we came up short this year, and just really feel bad for our three seniors. And, you know, they laid it on the line today. We got behind and made a great comeback, and we just ran out of time. But I think it's a great lesson for our program and for our guys, and it can never happen again. I know Coach Hopp is determined to make sure that we get going right away, and just really disappointed with how the season went. But by the way, we tried to finish the game. We just came up a little bit short of the end.
Coach, let's take it from the beginning and talk about the way that this game started, right? The first couple of minutes, it looked like you guys, you know, had a decent rhythm, and then all of a sudden Utah just went on this giant run and put you guys on your heels.
Yeah, I think the play that changed everything was when Hamir got his second foul. You know, there was Plummer made a shot, and we fouled him, and it sent Hamir to the bench, and Hamir had it going. And we got to do a better job guarding in the half court. I thought down the stretch, press was really, really good for us, and we created some things, but we just needed to be more cognizant of where their shooters were. They made 14 threes, and that's not a formula for success, obviously. The years that Coach Hop's been here, he always talks about taking away the three, and we've been successful, and we've done that. We just weren't successful taking away threes today.
Tell me a little bit more as we get into the second half, and it seems like you're trading buckets for a while. When did the momentum start to tip away from that and more toward you guys putting that run together to rally from 19 down?
Well, obviously we weren't pleased with how we played the first half, but we went into the halftime down 12 points, and we'd given up 8 threes, and so we felt like we were right in the game. And came out and scored a bucket to start the second half and then gave up a three, and there we go again. But it's just a situation where we've got to do better. We've got to play better for longer stretches of time. We showed flashes of being a really, really good basketball team this year, but obviously not nearly enough. And so charge for our coaching staff and to returning guys is to make sure this never happens again. It starts tomorrow. Determined to make this program what it needs to be, where we were 2 years ago.
Yeah, Coach, there's probably a lot to talk about with the game, but you just brought up something interesting because Tony and I were talking about this COVID year and, you know, how potentially the makeup of this team could look. I don't know if there's been any determination about who will be back next year. I know there were senior days, but how do you evaluate, you know, who's coming and how you look at that?
I think we always believe the best recruiting you can do is to make your own guys better and to use the experiences that were good, to use the experiences that were adversarial and just learn from them and make them better. And so, you know, we're excited about the group we've got coming back. It was not a year that we're proud of in terms of wins and losses, but we got better the year as the year progressed, and we just got to build on it. And obviously we've got recruits coming in, and this is a proud program. We've got tremendous fan base, and we understand the expectation at Washington, and we're determined to get going and make it the way it's supposed to be.
Hey, Coach, I thought Quade Green really put this team on his back tonight down the stretch. You know, you're down by 19 points with 5 minutes left in the game, and there's one kid that I've just seen compete for every single moment he's on the floor. It's Quade, and I really feel like even though you know, the other guys hit some really crucial shots. Jamal Bey had some big late threes. You know, Eric Stevenson stepped up. I feel like Quade Green really started that turnaround in the final 5 minutes and finished with a career-high 31.
Q has had a very, very good year for us. He was really good for us down the stretch today, but he wasn't alone. I mean, you look at the stat sheet, and we had 15 assists, and that's normally a recipe for success. Again, the problem is we talked about it. We gave up 14 threes, and that's not a formula for success. And so proud of the guys in our program, proud of the fact that they're very disappointed, and we're determined to not let it happen again. Again, I said it before, but we understand the expectation of this program. Coach Hopp understands that, and we understand how much hard work there is between now and next season to get this program back to where it needs to be.
All right. Dave Rice, assistant coach for the Washington Huskies. Thank you very much for the time, Coach. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Everyone stay healthy. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you. Dave Rice, assistant coach for the Huskies, as the Dogs see their season come to an end in the first round of the Pac-12 tournament. Utah 98, Washington 95, the final score today. Get you the Air Van Move of the Game and the Toyota Player of the Game. That's all coming up in a moment after this from Bailbreaker.
At Bailbreaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics, since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bailbreaker to the Huskies on game day as well, or drop by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bailbreaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support Husky basketball. Like the fearless Huskies, we don't drop the ball when it comes to what matters. We're taking your safety seriously with tons of new ways to watch your back, like enhanced cleaning measures and masks required on every flight. So get back out there with the crew that cares. Book now, mask up, let's go. Learn more at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
This March, go for the gold and win up to $500 in free play at Emerald Queen Casino. Play all month long, and the points you earn count towards a pot of gold. The more points, the higher your prize. Cash out anytime or hold for the golden prize. Plus, download the new Emerald Queen Casino mobile app and be entered to win a new iPhone 12. Make March your lucky month at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
Back on the postgame show, Washington falls to Utah 98-95 at the Pac-12 tournament first round in Las Vegas. And the Huskies see their season come to an end with a 5-21 record. It's time for the Air Van Move of the Game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky basketball. And your next move And Quade Green was sensational tonight, doing it in a lot of ways. He scored a career-high 31 points, but also some of the hustle plays that he made on both ends of the floor helped set up the Huskies, including this one. Green looking for a teammate, now dealing with Martinez, spins to the free throw line, lost his footing, kept the dribble alive, it's taken by Batten, taken back by Green, shovels it to Sword for a dunk, and the Dogs are within seven on a stick-to-it play, Utah 40, Washington 33, how about Quade Green?
I thought that ball was going the other way for Utah, but he dove on the floor to make that play.
That was a pretty crucial play late in the first half, and you know, Quade, just like we said, always competing. Never not competing. Every 50-50 ball, every opportunity, he's out there giving his all.
Yeah, and they needed it. They needed every second and every bit that Quade Green could provide them today. It was a little short, as we talked about, but, boy, what a performance today.
Yeah, so that's the Airvan Move of the Game, brought to you by Airvan Moving, the official mover of Husky basketball, and your next move. Final score, Utah 98, Washington 95. We'll get you the Toyota Player of the Game. Also have some Pac-12 and other conference tournament scores coming up for you. So we've got much more to get to coming up after this from Redbox.
The battle for survival in another world is about to begin. Rent Monster Hunter, now available at Redbox. Based on the popular video game, the film follows Lieutenant Artemis and her loyal soldiers as they are transported to a dangerous world where powerful monsters ferociously rule their domain. In her desperate battle for survival against incredibly powerful and terrifying attacks, Artemis will team up with a mysterious man who has found a way to fight back. Watch Monster Hunter and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Bale Breaker Brewing, we've always been proud supporters of UW Athletics since we paid tuition there. We're also proud supporters of fresh-brewed local craft beer on game day, which is why we'll be enjoying our Northwestern brand of family-farmed hoppiness during every Husky game this year. And we hope you'll raise a Bale Breaker to the Huskies on game day as well. Or drive by the brewery and grab some to go. You know, for all those other days. Bale Breaker Brewing, fresh off the farm.
Home Street Bank was born in Seattle, and for nearly 100 years, we've been your neighbor and a passionate supporter of local communities. That's why we continue to sponsor and support Husky Athletics through these challenging times. Home Street Bank remains dedicated to serving current and new customers through personal banking, home loan, and business banking solutions. Whether online or in person, we're here, and we're looking forward to helping you. HomeStreet.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Husky men's basketball sees its season come to an end in Las Vegas, Nevada. First round of the Pac-12 tournament, Utah 98, Washington 95. Thrilling game, Jason. Yeah. I cannot say that I expected the game to end the way that it did. When we're sitting here down by 19 points and 5:08 left in the ball game, I did not see the furious finish that Washington will put together. It's a shame it comes up just 3 points short, but it was an entertaining game. It was a strong way to finish out the year. Three losses, you don't want to finish with three losses. But just to show the improvement that they did, to be in every one of these ball games down the stretch, great momentum to head into the offseason with, as good a momentum as you could hope for with a 5-21 team.
Yeah, and especially, you know, losing the last three, like you said, there can be a non-optimistic viewpoint if you let it. But I think if you really examine the individual players and how they can improve and what they can do differently. And you heard Coach Rice talk about Coach Hop understanding what the standard is. It gives you, you know, a better sense of the vision of the program and how hard these guys are going to have to work. That is all good stuff in my view.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get you the player of the game, brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I think you and I might be in sync on this one. Pretty easy to go number 55.
I think you got to go with the guy that had a career high 31 and did it all today, yeah.
Yeah, Quade Green was great. And also went to the line in some clutch situations and converted 9 of 9 to the free throw line. Had 7 assists tonight. You know, this was a season where Quade was asked to be more of a scorer, less of a distributor, but he did a great job of doing both tonight. 7 dimes, 31 points, career high. Quade Green is our Toyota player of the game. All right, so as the sun sets in Seattle, the sun sets on another Husky basketball season, 5-21, the final record. A disappointing season, but a memorable season, no question about it, Jason, just from the experiential standpoint, yeah. What it was to put this thing together and make it all go off. And I don't know that we've really publicized this, but we've done all these non-home games from the press box at Husky Stadium with the big screens, and that's had its share of excitement at times. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to do a podcast or write a book or something. This has been a pretty wild ride.
It has been. It's been weird in so many ways. It's been fun in a lot of others. Appreciate people, you know, listening and sticking with us all season long. And you're absolutely right. You can't imagine some of the things that have gone on in this place, but it's been a wild ride.
And we broadcast it all. Whether or not we always knew exactly what was going on, we broadcast it all. So Utah 98, Washington 95 is the final score of this last game of the season, and it was quite a lot of work to try to pull off broadcasting games without actually being there. And Terry Ryan, our engineer, is the best in the business and did a fantastic job of doing that, of setting things up technically for us. And it took a lot of coordination as well from our folks at the Learfield IMG College corporate headquarters. Our network manager, Stephen Hartzell, just did a fantastic job. And leadership there with Chris Ferris, Tom Bowman, thanks to all of them for what they've done to just be able to make this possible, because there's a lot that goes into pulling all this off, and we're thankful that we were able to do that. And Gabe Genovese had to be quick on standby because we didn't know when we were going to go to him, and he did a fantastic job back in the studio as well. Speaking of Gabe, he's standing by with a check of Pac-12 tournament scores and other conference tournament scores across the country, so he will give those to you coming up next for one final time on this season. Again, the final score, season comes to an end of the Pac-12 tournament. Utah 98, Washington 95. Selena, I'm coming home. This is Husky basketball from Learfield IMG College.
This March, go for the gold and win up to $500 in free play at Emerald Queen Casino. Play all month long and the points you earn count towards a pot of gold. The more points, the higher your prize. Cash out anytime or hold for the golden prize. Plus, download the new Emerald Queen Casino mobile app and be entered to win a new iPhone 12. Make March your lucky month at the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, dog fans, you want to hit the nail on the head this season when remodeling or custom building your dog den? Let the awesome Hammer and Nail team take over and turn your building dreams into reality. The team at Hammer and Nail knows a few things about the hardwood, and their commitment to high-quality custom work is what sets them apart from the other guys. They handle everything from scheduling and quality control to making sure your project is on budget. Call Doug, the owner, at 425-732-9676 or jump on the web, hammerandnail.build. Go, dogs.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support Husky basketball. Like the fearless Huskies, we don't drop the ball when it comes to what matters. We're taking your safety seriously with tons of new ways to watch your back, like enhanced cleaning measures and masks required on every flight. So get back out there with the crew that cares. Book now, mask up, let's go. Learn more at AlaskaAir.com.
Final score tonight in Vegas, Utah 98, Washington 95. Gabe Genovese with you in the Learfield IMG College Network Studios. The Huskies' comeback falls just short, and Utah moves on to take on USC tomorrow night in the quarterfinal. Let's take one last look around the Pac-12 and other conference tournaments tonight. We'll start with the Pac-12 scoreboard. Star Rentals, preferred supplier to the West's best contractors. First round of the tourney, so one final from earlier. Arizona State takes down Washington State 64-59. Alonzo Verge, 26.6 rebounds on 10 of 15 shooting. The Cougs season comes to an end with three straight losses. The Sun Devils move on to take on top-seeded Oregon tomorrow. The late game following Washington's game tonight is Stanford and Cal. The Cardinal, the sixth seed after losing four straight games to end the regular season. The Golden Bears, the 11th seed. They won just three conference games all year. Few scores from around the country right now in the ACC. North Carolina leads Notre Dame 37-24, with just over 4 minutes to go in that one. In the Big Ten, Nebraska leads Penn State 26-18, with just under 7 minutes to go in the first half there. And in the Big 12, number 25, Oklahoma leads Iowa State 13-9, with 12 and a half minutes to go in the first half in that one. Couple finals from earlier. Duke, the 10th seed in the ACC, gets a win over Louisville 70-56. They'll take on Florida State in the quarterfinals tomorrow. In the Big Ten, Minnesota finishes the game on a 12-0 run and beats Northwestern 51-46. They'll take on Ohio State in the second round of the Big Ten tourney tomorrow. And in the Big 12, Kansas State crushes TCU 71-50. They'll move on to face Baylor in the quarterfinal of the Big 12 tournament tomorrow as well. Again, Washington's season comes to an end tonight. They lose to Utah 98-95. Appreciate everyone tuning in to football and basketball all season long. We'll be back in the fall with football, and hopefully it'll be a great football season for the Huskies, and we'll talk to you then. Tonight, for Tony Castricone, Jason Hamilton, and our engineer, Terry Ryan, I'm Gabe Genovese saying so long. Thanks for listening to Washington Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Been listening to Husky Basketball on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Today's game was also sponsored by State Farm. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. Redbox, the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for new movies and thousands more. And Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Washington Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.